The following program is a presentation of UALR's College of Arts, Humanities and Social Sciences, the Arkansas Symphony, and UALR Public Radio.
This is Jeffrey Robson, and you are listening to At the Symphony. This hour, we will preview and explore the music of the Arkansas Symphony Orchestra's Masterworks series. This weekend, the Arkansas Symphony will present its final Masterworks series of the season. That's this Saturday, April 8th at 7:30 p.m. and Sunday the 9th at 3 p.m. at the Robinson Center Music Hall in downtown Little Rock. To open the concert, you'll hear those chords you just heard, broad strokes from the pen of the great Beethoven. All of the distinctive traits of Beethoven's late mature style are present in this piece, titled The Consecration of the House. Chief among these is a mixing of some Baroque sensibilities with his own fiery and often bombastic symphonic style. The work opens with a slow, grand introduction, which evokes the French overture style used by Baroque composers like the great George Frideric Handel. There are Baroque-sounding dotted rhythms and a plucked bass line that moves contrapuntally to the melody rather than just accompanying it. A brilliant trumpet fanfare leads the transition into the fast second half of the work, which Beethoven shapes as a massive fugue. Beethoven's study of Baroque music led him to incorporate this technique, the fugue, into much of his mature music. A fugue, which is a compositional technique that involves taking a melody and harmonizing it with different variations of that same melody, is an elaborate and elegant practice that was perfected by the great Baroque composers such as Johann Sebastian Bach. Beethoven created his own rules for this technique and delivers a masterful and dramatic concert overture in his Consecration of the House overture. He wrote this piece in 1822 as a commission to celebrate the reopening of the still-standing Josefstadt Theater in Vienna. This is a recording of the Berlin Philharmonic conducted by Paul von Kempen performing Beethoven's Consecration of the House overture.
Thank you.
You're listening to At the Symphony here on KLRE Classical 90.5. That was music of Ludwig van Beethoven, the Consecration of the House Overture, performed by the Berlin Philharmonic. You can hear this work live this weekend as the Arkansas Symphony Orchestra presents its final Masterworks series of the season. In fact, it is Beethoven in Blue Jeans week at the ASO, and the Beer and Bratz street party is back, and the orchestra will be dressed down. That won't affect the artistry, though, as the Arkansas Symphony Orchestra is proud to present one of its own, concertmaster Andrew Irvin, as soloist for the weekend. He will perform one of the most enduringly popular violin concertos ever written, Max Bruch's Concerto No. 1 in G minor. Drew's passion and rich violin sound suit the romantic temperament of this concerto perfectly. The first movement, which Bruch calls a prelude, is dark and brooding, with two emotional climaxes leading into the heart of the piece, which is the second movement, Adagio. We will pick up listening about halfway through the first movement and hear the transition into the middle movement. Its beautiful melody lends itself well to some of the most transcendent violin playing that has ever been recorded. Here we will listen to violinist Gil Shaham playing with the Philharmonia Orchestra. Thank you. This is Jeffrey Robson, and you're listening to At the Symphony. You've just heard an excerpt from Max Bruch's Violin Concerto No. 1 in G minor. You can hear this work in its entirety this weekend as the Arkansas Symphony Orchestra takes the stage to perform works by Beethoven, Bruch, and Jean Sibelius. Those concerts are this Saturday at 7:30 p.m. and Sunday at 3 at the Robinson Center in downtown Little Rock. Featured as violin soloist will be ASO Concertmaster Drew Irvin. The third movement of the Bruch Concerto is jovial with a bit of gypsy flair. A clever back and forth with the orchestra throughout the movement allows the soloist to show off without having to compete too much with the symphonic forces behind him or her. A majestic second theme complements the joyous opening. Here again is violinist Gil Shaham performing with the Philharmonia Orchestra. Once again, you're listening to At the Symphony here on KLRE 90.5. That was music of Max Bruch, which will be featured this weekend during the Arkansas Symphony Orchestra's annual Beethoven and Blue Jeans Masterworks series. On the second half of the program will be music of Finnish composer Jean Sibelius, who lived well into the 20th century, but who was a romantic nationalist at heart. His Second Symphony is the most frequently performed of Sibelius's seven symphonies. It is sometimes considered to be a nationalist work, as its triumphant last movement theme was thought to evoke the Finnish people's desire for independence from Russia in the beginning parts of the 20th century. The piece has a fairly traditional four-movement form, but upon examination, one can see Sibelius working towards creating an organic synthesis of the four movements. The way motives unite between movements and melodies grow from one another within movements, the four-movement structure becomes somewhat irrelevant to the pacing of the piece. There's never a sense of form within the movements, even if it is there. So you are not, as listener, bound by expectation of certain musical events, because each section evolves from the previous without announcement or preparation. In this way, Sibelius's music was quite revolutionary. The music is romantic and ranges in spirit from triumphant to bleak and despairing. As with much of Sibelius's music, it's thought to evoke the Finnish landscape and perhaps the temperament of its people. Here is an excerpt from the first movement played by the Los Angeles Philharmonic in a performance with Esa-Pekka Salonen conducting. That was from the Second Symphony of Jean Sibelius in a performance with the LA Philharmonic with Esa-Pekka Salonen conducting. The Arkansas Symphony will perform the piece in its entirety this weekend at the Robinson Center with music director Philip Mann on the podium. The second movement is dark, slow, and profound, perhaps reflecting the mood of a dark Scandinavian winter. Here's an excerpt from the same performance by the LA Philharmonic and Esa-Pekka Salonen. The third movement and fourth movements are written to connect without interruption. The third movement combines a blisteringly fast scherzo with a dramatic transition into the fourth movement finale opening that is the most recognizable part of the piece. It builds gradually to a big finish using a wonderfully organic style of composition in which short motives become longer themes, and themes become transitions and new themes without the listener even realizing it has happened. It is a breathless journey that, in this piece, ends triumphantly. Whereas in other works of Sibelius, we are not so lucky. Here is the scherzo and an excerpt from the finale of Sibelius' Symphony No. 2 in D major, performed by the Los Angeles Philharmonic with Esa-Pekka Salonen conducting.
Thank you.
You've been listening to the music of Jean Sibelius here on At the Symphony. You can hear this work, the Symphony No. 2 in D major, in its entirety this weekend as part of the Arkansas Symphony Orchestra's Beethoven and Blue Jeans celebration. The symphony will perform a program of Beethoven, Max Bruch, and Jean Sibelius. Philip Mann will be on the podium, and ASO concertmaster Drew Irvin will be featured as solo violinist. The concerts are at 7:30 p.m. on Saturday, April 8th, and 3 p.m. on Sunday, April 9th. The annual Beer and Brats Street Party is back, starting at 5:30 on Saturday and 1 p.m. on Sunday, on the street in front of the Robinson Center in downtown Little Rock. Also, as per usual, Concert Conversations, a pre-concert talk given by Philip Mann himself, will begin 1 hour before each performance, upstairs in the East Mezzanine of the Robinson Center. Until then, this is Jeffrey Robson for the Arkansas Symphony Orchestra, and we'll see you at the Symphony.
You have been listening to At the Symphony with Jeffrey Robson, a presentation of UALR's College of Arts, Humanities, and Social Sciences, the Arkansas Symphony, and UALR Public Radio.